fitter, happier. A program about your health, for your health.
Where's the most likely place to get food poisoning? What's the best way to defrost a frozen chook? And how long can you keep leftover cooked rice? Well, don't worry if you're unsure of the answers to those questions, because there's a lot of confusion and misunderstanding about food poisoning and good food practices. We've got someone here to set us straight on the best ways to handle and store food. Right now in the studio with me is Mark Fellows from the Department of Health. Oh, my tongue twisters this morning. Health Environmental Health Team. That is a title.
Thanks, Georgia, for having me. You can just call me Mark.
Okay, Mark. So, how long? Chicken, rice. It gets me every time. I think most of the time I overcook my chicken by like 10 minutes because I'm like, oh, can't get salmonella.
Well, from a food safety perspective, I'm okay if you overcook your chicken, Georgia. It's more about how you defrost it and what you do with it once you cook it. I guess in terms of defrosting chicken, it's really important to not put it on the bench on a 40-degree day or any warm day for that matter, because what happens is that it goes to room temperature and the bacteria in the chicken will start growing. So you would prefer to defrost it in the fridge the day before or the microwave on defrost setting. But, yeah, definitely don't defrost it on the bench.
Okay, I know that. But, like, because that's food poisoning, but what do we mean when we talk about food poisoning? Like, what actually is it? I guess there's a lot that happens when you get it.
There is a lot. And food poisoning can be caused in many different ways and by many different means as well. So it can include infection with bacteria or viruses. It could also be a chemical food poisoning, which isn't really as common. But I guess we've all heard of bacteria like Salmonella, E. coli. There's also another one which is even more common called Campylobacter. And there's also some viruses that can be transmitted through food as well. So, there's many ways that it can be caused, pretty much.
So, and yeah, I mean, it's such a myth, you know, like people, I guess the less unknown ones, which you just said are the most common ones, is something not many people know much about. But is there treatment for food poisoning?
There is. And what we always say, that if people suspect they do have food poisoning, always go and see the doctor. And get some tests done. It's not a very nice test. It is a fecal sample, which a lot of people don't do. But we always say to get medical attention. The symptoms can include vomiting, diarrhea, headache, tummy ache, fever, a whole range of things that you really don't want.
No. No, I'm not. And no time of the week. Oh, my gosh, I can't even get it out because I'm thinking about how gross it is. But the main sources of food poisoning, are there some foods that are more risky than others? You know, we sometimes may walk past a restaurant and judge it a bit by its, judge a restaurant by its cover and looks a bit dodgy or whatnot. But are you more likely to get sick from going to somewhere like that?
Look, our statistics show that more than 80% of food poisoning originates from within the home. And often
that's my own fault.
It could be. Hopefully not. It won't be after today. But often when people ring us up at the Department of Health, they say, well, this is the last place where I ate, so I definitely got food poisoning from there. But in reality, it could be anywhere that you ate up until 5 days or even longer before that. So, yeah, the lag time between eating and actually getting the food poisoning can be quite a while.
Oh, that's a bit of a myth busted for me, because I always assumed that it was kind of like, yeah, literally the last thing that you ate.
Yeah, so it depends on the different kinds of bacteria. For example, some bacteria you can get sick straight away if it's got a toxin within it, whereas others, like our most common ones, that can take around 2 days to get sick. So it can be quite a range.
Now, I can't eat raw broccoli anymore because once, when I was sick not that long ago, the only thing I could taste was raw broccoli. Would that have given me food poisoning?
Hopefully not. I hope you washed it first. What I always say with fresh fruit and vegetables is always wash it first. Remember where it comes from. It comes from the environment. It's growing in soil. They use manure and other things to grow fresh fruit and vegetables, so always wash it before you eat it.
And, yeah, actually, so even when it says at the supermarket that it's washed, you should still wash it?
Oh, if it says it's washed, then if they've got instructions, then always follow what it says on the label. If they provide that assurance, then that means they've done a step within the manufacturing to manage that.
Another ongoing myth that I would like you to help bust is my boyfriend will make a meal at the beginning of the week and then eat it for his lunch the whole week. How long can you keep a meal for? Like, and I guess it depends on the ingredients and stuff like that, but tell me a little bit more about storage and reheating.
Well, one thing I would say is that it entirely depends on the ingredients, yes, but it also depends on how he handles it. And so perhaps, say, if he cooks it and he leaves it on the bench for a long period of time to cool down, then that can increase the chances of it having bacteria within it. So what we always say is to leave it on the bench. Don't put it hot in the fridge straight away. Let it cool down a bit, down to room temperature, up to a maximum of 2 hours, and then put it in the fridge and make sure it goes down to 5 degrees, which is generally what refrigeration temperature is. But in terms of the number of days, our advice is generally around 3 days. It can vary depending on the food and depending on how it's handled, but that's our general advice at the Department of Health.
Okay, and does that go for takeaways as well, like curry and rice? I heard that rice is... My mum was always like, don't eat rice one after a day.
Your mum's right.
Mum! She'll be listening too. She'll be that happy with herself.
Okay, so with rice, before when I was talking about some bacteria that can make you sick really quickly, that's a kind of bacteria that can create toxins, like chemicals within the bacteria that can make you really sick really quickly. And so with cooked rice, we always say to just use it within a day. And the reason is because there's a bacteria that can grow within it that produces a toxin. It's called Bacillus cereus, just in case you're interested. But, yeah, so that is a bit of an outlier. So there is a myth busted there.
Okay, let's play a little game.
Great.
I'm not doing that riding on a little cycle like the guy from Saw. But it's a true or false game. You'll be answering true or false. If Great. Food looks and smells okay, is it safe to eat?
False.
Interesting.
Yeah. So would you like me to explain?
Yes, please.
So certainly taste and how it looks smell and how it looks is not the indicator of whether it's safe or not. So it's more about the number of days and handling it properly. So the sniff test doesn't always work with food.
Excellent. We've already missed this one, but if you've got a dodgy stomach, it's usually the last thing you ate.
We have missed that one.
False.
Yeah.
You need to wash raw chicken before you cook it.
False. Don't wash raw chicken before you cook it.
Don't?
No.
Why?
Well, it contains, so often raw meat and raw poultry, and even the external shell of eggs, for example, can contain bacteria because it comes from an animal. And so when you wash it, what you're doing is spreading that bacteria around, and that's not what you want to happen.
So you're actually hiring your risk, I guess?
You are. You're increasing your risk.
Increasing. That's the word I was looking for. Steak is okay rare as long as on the outside it's brown.
Yes, with steak, so long as it's cooked on the outside, that's fine. If it's mince, then you need to cook it through.
Really?
Yes.
So like a burger patty?
Yes, it needs to be cooked through.
Dad? How you hear that? He often burns the outside and the inside's not cooked. He's like, it's fine, it's beef. Well, Dad, if I had food poisoning, it's your fault. And the last one, food poisoning isn't serious, it's just an upset stomach.
That is definitely a myth. Food poisoning can be really serious. Have you heard of Listeria before? Maybe?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, so Listeria isn't a very common bug, but the consequences of it can be really bad, particularly for pregnant women, and because it can cause damage to the child. It can also with elderly people and immunocompromised people, it can cause death in very serious cases. But it's such a rare bacteria. But because of the consequences of it, it just means that people who are at risk need to be very careful about what they eat.
Well, Mark, thank you for coming on and busting some of my myths, proving me right in some cases. Thank you.
Well done. I'll give you about 50%.
Oh, I'm a high achiever.
Next time.
Please get degrees, right? Well, thank you so much for being on Fit and Happy with us today. And if anybody does want some more information, they can head on over to healthywa.wa.gov.au and foodsafety.asn.au.
Thank you.
Mark.